By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear viewers, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel Welcome back to our morning show, Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillahi Azzajal. One problem within society, something we can tackle, something we can concentrate on, pay a little extra attention towards, will be Inshallah Azzajal discussing such a matter. But as usual, firstly, listen to the Naat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله لطف ان کا آب ہو ہی جائے گا لطف ان کا آب ہو ہی جائے گا لطف ان کا آب ہو ہی جائے گا ہو جائے گا لطف ان کا آب ہو ہی ہر ناکام ہو ہی جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا شاد ہر ناکام ہو ہی جائے گا جان دے دو وعدہ دیدار پر جان دے دو وعدہ دیدار پہ جان دے دو وعدہ دیدار پہ جان دے دو وعدہ دیدار پہ نقد اپنا دام ہو ہی جائے گا نقد اپنا کام ہو ہی جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا لطف ان کا کام ہو ہی جائے گا بے نشانوں کا نشاں مٹتا نہیں بے نشانوں کا نشاں مٹتا بے نشانوں کا نشاں مٹتا نہیں مٹتے مٹتے نام ہو ہی جائے گا مٹتے مٹتے نام ہو ہی جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا مٹتے مٹتے نام ہو ہی جائے گا سائلوں دامن سخی کا تھام لو سائلوں دامن سخی کا تھام لو سائلوں دامن سخی کا تھام لو کچھ نہ کچھ انعام ہو ہی جائے گا, کچھ نہ کچھ انعام ہو ہی جائے گا, ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا, لطف ان کا عام ہو ہی جائے گا. یاد ابرو کر کے تڑپو بلبلو, یاد ابرو کر کے تڑپو بلبلو, یاد ابرو کر کے تڑپو بلبلو, یاد ابرو کر کے بلبلو, یاد ابرو کر کے تڑپو بلبلو, ٹکڑے ٹکڑے تاب ہو ہی جائے گا ہو جائے گا, ٹکڑے ٹکڑے تاب ہو ہی جائے گا. مخلصو ان کی گلی میں جا پڑو, مفلسو ان کی گلی میں جا پڑو, مفلسو ان کی گلی میں جا پڑو, مفلسو ان کی گلی میں جا پڑو, باغ خلد اکرام ہو ہی جائے گا, باغ خلد اکرام ہو ہی جائے گا, ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا, لطف ان کا عام ہو ہی جائے گا. اے رضا ہر کام کا ایک وقت ہے, اے رضا ہر کام کا ایک وقت ہے, ہر کام کا ایک وقت ہے, ایک وقت ہے ایک وقت ہے, اے رضا ہر کام کا ایک وقت ہے, دل کو بھی آرام ہو ہی جائے گا, دل کو بھی آرام ہو ہی جائے گا, ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گا, لطف ان کا عام ہو ہی جائے گا. شاد ہر ناکام ہو ہی جائے گا.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, for those that may have just joined us, Alhamdulillah Azza, today we shall be learning, rather than the ramifications, and yes, we must discuss those also, the bad outcomes, the bad result of pride, but today we shall be trying to understand and learn what pride actually is, because many a time we do not even realize that we have fallen prey to pride. My dear viewers, remember, pride is extremely, it's important for us to refrain from pride. Undoubtedly, our entire lives evolve around us performing actions which shall one day, inshallah, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept each and every one of our actions, which inshallah, after having been accepted, shall be our means to be granted entry into paradise. But even if a person had performed many actions throughout his entire life, but one thing he missed out on, one thing he did not recognize, one thing he fell prey to, one thing he did not save himself from, one thing he was deceived by, pride, then just due to this one possibly, due to this one reason, it is possible for him not to enter Jannah. It is possible that he may be debarred entry into Jannah. Dear viewers, this expresses the importance for us on the one hand, and initially, firstly, to recognize what pride is, and then ultimately to save ourselves from pride. Now, some people may be thinking that pride is just for the wealthy people. But my dear viewers, yes, pride is on many accounts for the wealthy, inshallah, when you know we shall hear. But more than that, my dear viewers, there are other reasons. There are other reasons. Now, well, firstly, what is pride? Pride is when a person, he considers himself to be better than somebody else, and he considers himself to be superior than somebody else, and he considers that somebody else to be less worthy, to be lowly, to be less in status than himself. This is pride, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And what are some signs of pride? One sign of pride could be for a person to walk into a room and for him to expect people to stand. And if people do not stand, then for him to consider bad of those people. You know, a sign of pride could be for a person not to want or wish for a person to sit next to him. Why? Because that person is a lowly person, and because he considers himself to possess more esteem, to possess more of an honor, more of a rank, because he considers himself to be more superior. Now, pride is something which destroys a person. Really, pride is something which destroys a person. Some people may think that if a person is pious, you know, you may consider somebody to be pious, and you may think that that person, you know, he can't have pride. But sadly, my dear viewers, sometimes it is more difficult for such a person. The shaitan, he tries many different tricks, he has many different plots, my dear viewers, in order to deceive people, in order to lead them astray, in order to take them off or to divert them from the path to Jannah, my dear viewers. There was one individual who, he was in the heavens known as, in the first heaven he was known as Abid. He was given the title of Abid, a person who excessively worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who continuously he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years. Yes, thousands of years, imagine this. He was known in the second heavens as Zahid, a ascetic, my dear viewers. He was known as a Wali. Yes, he was known as a Wali. My dear viewers, he was known as Taqi, a person who was God-fearing. So he had such great titles, Islamically, religiously. He was very famous. And this individual, he had worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years, nothing which me and you can possibly do. For thousands of years. Not only did he worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was given a high rank in the heavens. He was given a high station amongst the angels. For thousands of years, who was this person? This person was the teacher of angels. This person, he was not a man. He was a jinn. He was from the jinn kind. And his name, or he was known as Iblis on the throne. What he is known as is Iblis. Iblis, some of us know him as the Shaitan. He is that individual who was the teacher of angels. But the Shaitan, yes, he had everything, but there was one thing he was lacking. Recognition of pride. Maybe he understood, maybe he recognized pride. But he fell prey to pride. What happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? When he had created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered the angels as well as shaitan along with them to bow down, to prostrate before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When the angels were ordered, now remember, angels are from those that creation who do not have a free will. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them to do, they immediately do. The angels prostrated. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he first prostrated. Hazrat Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam prostrated. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam prostrated. And then Hazrat Izra'il alayhi salatu wasalam also prostrated. One by one, the four greatest angels prostrated. Then the other angels, in terms of their rank, the Muqarrabin, they also, the rest of the angels, all of the angels, each and every single one of them, they prostrated before Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. One person who he said that, "Ya Allah, you're asking me to prostrate before him." He was thinking, you know, what's this person made out of? What am I made out of? He says, "Ana khayrun minhu." Ya Allah, I am better than him. Why? Khalaqtani min nar. Ya Allah, you had created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min teen. You had created him from soil, from dust. Ya Allah, I am better than him. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He disobeyed the commandment, one commandment. He was proud once, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And due to acting upon this pride, what happened? He was banished. He was banished and he was eternally rejected and cursed, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Why? Because he fell prey to pride. What are the signs of pride? As I mentioned, some signs are, one sign could be that you do not wish for another person to sit next to you because you wish you are better than that person. What are the causes? The first cause is knowledge, yes. The first cause is knowledge. Is, you know, even greater for the ulama, for the scholars, for the knowledgeable people, is even more difficult for them. Because sometimes they consider themselves to be an alim. Man qala ana alim, he who says he is a alim, then fahuwa jahil, he is a jahil, my dear viewers. You know, they think that sometimes they're proud that I am a scholar, I am a alim. No, you shouldn't be proud. You shouldn't think, oh, I am a scholar, this person has nothing, I know, he does not know. No, my dear viewers, this is pride. Another reason for pride is a person's actions, where a person performs so many actions. It said that once a father and a child, they were once traveling, and travelers in them days, it would be, you know, you could say little traveling hosts, where on a journey, there would be particular places, stations, you can say, where you would be able to rest and sleep and eat. So that's what they would do. They would go to sleep. They went to sleep. They awoke early to perform the hajjah. And the son says to the father that, "These are strange people. None of them have woken up for tahajjud." And the father said, "Rather than you waking up and praying your tahajjud, it would have been better for you to remain asleep." Meaning, yes, you may have performed tahajjud, but then you had that pride in you. You considered somebody else to be less than you, to be inferior to you. This is pride. By you acting upon that pride, by speaking out, you have also wasted your action. So sometimes we think, "I perform so many actions, I am better than these people." No, my dear viewers. Because this is pride, and pride will destroy your actions. Let's, inshallah, turn to our daily reminder, and then we shall hear some more causes of pride, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله أمير أهل السنة دامت بركاته العليا has reported a blessed hadith on 12 of Discourse of Attar, Part 2, that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, one who recites Salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 blessings upon him, erases his 10 sins, and rises his 10 ranks. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mundi Channel, today a widespread of unrest and turmoil has surrounded the people around the globe. There isn't a single country, city or village, nor even a single house that is free from state of turmoil and confusion. In the present era, everyone looks to be that victim of the chaotic situation. But alas, the heedless human in pursuit of peace and tranquility drinks alcohol, visits musical bars and musical parties, goes to cinemas and stage dramas, nightclubs full of vulgarity and obscenity. Where does peace lie after all? Let's see how does the Holy Quran guide us in this regard. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Para number 13, Surah Ar-Rad, verses number 28. The Tarjuma from the glorious Kunzul Iman, those who believe and those hearts get satisfaction from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Pay heed, only in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is the satisfaction of hearts. My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Mundi Channel, we can earn millions, trillions, but people only find satisfaction in the remembrance of their Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. That is where the true remembrance is. Millionaires, what they do is they spend their money here, there, everywhere. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. But in the end, they've done everything. There's no satisfaction. And the only satisfaction lies with the remembrance of your Lord. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, for those that have just joined us, we're speaking about signs of pride, causes of pride. Another sign of pride, my dear viewers, is where you are not the first to give salam to somebody else. You think, why should I go and meet him? Or even to go up to somebody, to me, to confront a person. You think, no, that person should come to me. I am the bigger person. I'm not going to go. Who does he think he is? I'm not going to go to him. Why doesn't he come to me? And this is something which a lot of people suffer from, my dear viewers. Many people, you know, they think like this. They think, why should I go? I'm older than him, I'm greater than him, I'm richer than him, I'm better than him, I'm stronger than him, whatever the reason may be. Whereas we all claim to be true servants, true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always be the first to give salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even until this day, if you are to go to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even before you give salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives salam. My dear viewers, we are followers, lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to remove this pride from within us, really, because when a community has pride, we don't have that true cohesion. There's no love, but rather there's just hatred in between the people. You know, there's a mutual disrespect, a mutual enmity is all it brings about. And you know, there's not that love, there's no cohesion, there's no friendship, there's no honor. And due to this, people begin to lose everything. Due to this, people separate from each other. Really, just pride, honestly. This is something which has had a huge effect on our societies. When, you know, our parents would live together, they would all have similar houses, they would all do the same work. Then, subhanAllah, things were much easier, much better. You know, a relative was the way a brother is. They would be very, very close to each other. Very, very close. It would be very, very loving. There's no hatred or speaking about others or backbiting. But what happened? Then when, you know, I'll say for example, my own community, that they came from Pakistan where they used to live right next door to each other. Now they've come to another country. Or even from amongst those countries, as the country has so-called developed or developed in some ways. Then what happens is people gain different jobs. People gain better jobs. Then what happens? They think, no, I am better than this person now. I don't wish to associate with this person. I need to be with people of my own caliber. I need to be with people of my own, you know, rank. Those people who are, you know, are businessmen. If I am a barrister, those people who are lawyers and barristers. If I'm a shop owner, a property, a landlord, I should be with those people who are landlords. And then they'll move out of the houses. And then they may speak, or this person's done this, that person's like this. So really just this one thing, pride, this completely, it destroys a nation, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We should try to refrain. And pride is not something which I say I am completely free of. That no, I never fall prey to pride. But yes, it's possible sometimes I do, and it's possible that any one of us do. But we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first important thing, seek knowledge. Understand what is pride, so that when this action occurs, did I just think I was better than that person? When that person was walking with me, did I feel bad? Why am I walking with such a person? I am better than him. So first is to seek knowledge, and then to be able to recognize, oops, did I do this? If I did, I must repent. If I did, I must apologize to that person. Yes, my dear viewers, many people can sometimes be naturally, you gain that sense of pride within you. But it becomes a sin when you act upon it. When you say, no, I'm not going to be with you. I don't wish to sit with you. Or you talk about somebody behind the back because you consider yourself to be superior to them. You must be very, very careful, my dear viewers. You must understand what pride is. And then attempt to refrain from pride. Now, we don't have very, very long. There's so many other causes. Another cause is wealth, as I mentioned. Another is our lineage, our tribe. Let's first, inshallah, go to our daily hadith sharif, and then we shall continue a little on this topic. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, as evident from the glorious Quran, there is no way one can even begin to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we are just incapable of doing so. But what is within our capability is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these many blessings. And a great gesture of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these blessings in the way they are meant to be used. Inshallah azza wa jal. In today's daily hadith, we will hear of two great invaluable blessings. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two blessings which the people do not make the most of. What are those two blessings? As-siha wal-faragha. It is health and free time. Subhanallah, health and free time. Indeed, two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, shukr, thankfulness, appreciation will only begin when we use these two blessings in the way they are meant to be used. And we have been educated throughout the glorious Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf Salihin in how we should make the most of our time and health, which definitely is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone can easily understand the fact that Allah ta'ala has given us time and health, and this time and health, it should serve a purpose, and that purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Considering this, the question is, are we putting our good health and our free time to use accordingly? We should try contemplating and pondering over this question today, inshallah. As the saying goes, the only time we realize the true value of a gift is when we lose it. So dear viewers of Rise and Shine, let it not be that we only realize the value of these two things when it is close to depart away from us, when we are about to lose our time in this dunya, or we are about to become ill. After evaluating our time, we surely will come to realize of how much time we are wasting and how we could be putting that time to good use in accomplishing our purpose in this dunya. In the hereafter, the people of Jannah, they will regret. They will regret the free time they wasted in this world, which could have been spent in achieving a higher status, a higher position in Jannah. So let's try to make our time valuable. Every second that passes by shall never return. We must put this good time in use, primarily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we should try to make these gradual improvements in our lives. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with health and leisure. Now we should at the minimum make dua in the court of Allah to allow us to embrace these blessings rightfully. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Mother Channel, alhamdulillah azzurul, you are watching Rise and Shine. Today we are speaking about the takabbur. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we are speaking about pride. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are speaking about pride. And one cause of pride is not understanding. And just one cause is, as we just mentioned, our caste. We are from a particular caste. And this is a big problem we have nowadays, especially in some communities. I was say, you know, in the Pak or Hind communities, we do have this problem. I'm not sure as much about in other communities. Because, and this is very, very important, my dear viewers. You know, having castes, having tribalism is actually important, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that we have been made in particular tribes, in particular nations, in order so we may be able to recognize each other. So yes, it does hold a significance, a significant importance, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But there is somewhere we are deceived due to it. Sometimes we are deceived due to this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. How is it that we think we are from a better caste, or a caste which is considered to be more wealthy, so then we consider ourselves to be more superior to those people. We consider ourselves to be more superior than those individuals from another caste.
or you will not, you know, like a caste. Why? Because this, you know, this is a lowly caste. This caste does this particular work. And sometimes, you know, the people themselves are completely fine, or subhanAllah, even they've become wealthy. But because their parents would do this in the past, this would be their job, this would be their profession, we would think, no, we are better than them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last, in his farewell pilgrimage, and this is very, very important, because in the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many things mentioned, but amongst the most important were these beautiful words, my dear viewers, or shall I say, you know, those which are congruent to our topic today, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, no Arab is superior to a non-Arab, and neither are non-Arabs superior than Arabs. A black person is not superior due to him being his color, or a white person is not superior to a black person. And neither is a black person more superior to a white person. Meaning, telling us, my dear viewers, that superiority does not depend upon a person's skin color. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. Superiority is not dependent upon nationality. It doesn't matter if you're from one nation or another nation. But the best amongst you, the greatest amongst you, are those individuals, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. Those people who possess the most taqwa, those people who possess the most God consciousness, these are the best of people. So just because they may be from one particular caste, it doesn't make you better than another person. But another sign of pride is, yes, our caste, our genealogy, the parents we are from, etc., as well as professions, as I've mentioned. Another is success, and another is strength or power. So success is one also when a person, whatever he does, he is successful in that particular job. And also strength, you know, size of a person. Nowadays we're living in a time where everyone wants to go to the gym. You know, majority of people, many people, they're doing some sort of exercise. Yes, doing exercise is brilliant, but their reason for exercise is to gain larger muscles. They wish to gain muscles, my dear viewers. Again, there's nothing wrong with it, but the problem comes when you consider yourself better than somebody else, when you are bigger in size, you are stronger than them. You are stronger than another person. Whether that be in size, or whether that be due to authority, or whatever it may be. Whether you are a boss, whether you are a leader, remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if, and this is what happens in this day and age, that to those people, those individuals who are generally considered poor, or who are poor, and if they were to invite us to the house, we would make a million excuses. We would make a million excuses. Whereas if a wealthy person, even if he was not to directly, individually, personally invite us, and he was to invite the entire community, we would all be there. We would all be there. Whereas, subhanAllah, honestly, these are the words of mashallah, respected Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. He states, whereas, if you are to attend the house or be the guest of a poor person, in comparison to if you were to be the guest of that rich person, yes, even if a rich person was, a wealthy person was to invite you, if you were to be his guest but you rejected, it wouldn't be much of a problem. He wouldn't remember it. He would forget it. He is a wealthy person. But that poor person, if you were to be his guest, he will remember it for the rest of his life. It would make his day, it would make him happy, it would make him smile. My dear viewers, just this could completely change a person's life. Do not be proud, refrain from pride, even if it be a knowledgeable person, whether it be a person who, you know, is considered to be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned, there was one person, people thought, you know, considered him to be a wali Allah. He's so great that the cloud would follow him wherever he would go. Another person, he thought, wow, look at this great person, let's spend some time with him. But that so-called wali Allah, what did he do? He was thinking, this person's with me, so he told him to go away. When he told him to go away, the cloud followed that other person rather than the so-called wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the cloud went along with him. The prophet of the time was ordered to tell them two people that their actions have begun anew. Meaning that person who was considered to be pious, he has destroyed all his good deeds which he had performed due to this action of pride, due to him considering somebody else to be lesser than him. And that person who thought of himself as less, to spend some time with a better person, with a more pious person, all his sins had been forgiven and he was able to begin his actions anew. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, pride is something which completely destroys an individual. It destroys a household, yes. It destroys a community, destroys a nation. Pride does. Try to recognize what pride is. Try to think, consider things, contemplate over things. If you perform an action, was I feeling proud at this particular moment? If you were, repent. And next time, try to refrain from the action. That's all for today. You know, time has again got the better of us. Inshallah, we shall be returning again on Rise and Shine as usual. Join us then. For now, continue to rise and shine by sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.